USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump insists his attack on Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings are supported by African Americans. He spoke before going to a Virginia event commemorating the 400th anniversary of the Western Hemisphere's first representative assembly, where black lawmakers were going to boycott his appearance.
They're fighting against their people because the African American people have been calling the White House. They have never been so happy as what a president has done.
He touted his administration's work on prison reform and the black unemployment. He re-upped his criticism of Cummings, saying the congressman has helped to oversee corruption in Baltimore. South Korea says North Korea has fired several unidentified projectiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff says they're not exactly sure what type of missiles were fired. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There was a shooting at a Walmart in Mississippi. South Haven Police Chief Macon Moore says two officers confronted the suspect.
One of our officers was shot at this time. He was saved by his vest.
The suspect and the officer who was shot were taken to the hospital. Police say two people were found dead. Democratic contenders for the White House are in Detroit for the first of two rounds of debates. The debate will have far-left Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren looking to take the progressive mantle versus the more moderate stances of frontrunner Joe Biden. Warren says they won't go after each other.
I just don't think that this Democratic primary is about attacking other Democrats. This is about a chance to be able to talk about our vision.
The second and third tier candidates will be along the far sides of the stage and will hope for a breakout moment, including Governor Steve Pollack of Montana, who did not make the cut for the first debate in Miami. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A senator has delivered her maiden speech on Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally now has her first official speech as a U.S. senator under her belt. During that first speech, McSally says that Arizonans want to see a solution at the southern border.
Arizonans want us to solve the border crisis and stop playing political games with it. A crisis all too real, like cities like Yuma.
McSally continues about what she saw when she visited Yuma.
I saw firsthand there where over 300 migrants illegally crossed the border due to poor infrastructure and lack of resources for agents.
McSally was appointed the late Senator John McCain's seat by Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Amazon is teaming up with the Red Cross to pay you for giving blood. Here's USA's John Hunt with more.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.